will be so many legal trails that they will stop building illegal ones in our parks? Is that the hope anyway?
You know, I'm really not sure, but I know that, you know, there's input from all stakeholders and recreational users as parks develop. And there's a very strong mountain bike community in Santa Cruz County. So I'm sure their voices will be heard as additional lands are developed for recreational use.
Indeed. Well, I want to offer the opportunity as well to our listeners, if you have a question for Gabe McKenna, he's a representative of our local state parks region, and the number to call is 900-5773. Gabe, I know you're only with us for maybe 10 more minutes, is that correct? But maybe people have questions. Would that be all right if they called and asked you?
Sure, that's fine.
It's a great opportunity to interface with our local park officials. So if you have a question about mountain bike trails, cannabis grows, crowds of people without masks and crowding the trails, you know, how's it going for you in the parks? I would be curious to hear from our listeners. 900-5773, this is your opportunity to ask a question or make a comment to a representative of our California State Parks right here in Santa Cruz County, Gabe McKenna, who's been generous enough to spend a little time with us this evening talking about various issues having to do with the parks. We are so lucky to have so many parks, you know. They're beautiful. I was just walking. I walked the Big Bend Trail all the way from Bonnie Doon to Felton today. I got picked up at the bottom. But it's just such a beautiful park. And I did notice a lot of people in the parking lot. Most people, when they passed you on the trail, were not wearing a mask. They didn't step off the trail. So would you kindly educate us about proper trail etiquette during COVID? I don't think people understand what to do. And some of these people just barreled right past me, you know, within inches, and I had to hop off the trail. We do have a call from Lily, so let's put her on the line. Lily.
Hi.
Hi, Lily. You're on Talk of the Bay.
Hi. I wanted to talk about an experience that I had with my mom, actually, recently at a national park. And that I can understand how, you know, we kind of want to get out and enjoy nature. But there are quite a few people, not really in Santa Cruz, though, but more we're kind of taking a little safe trip outside Santa Cruz a little bit. We were being really careful, but we were kind of in an area where people were kind of not really as aware of the whole thing and not really wearing masks and stuff, and things were just a little hectic, like you said. But the park etiquette, I mean, even though that it was kind of laid down, that people still weren't really following the rules. So what do you suggest for running into those types of problems?
Great question, Lily. Thank you so much.
Yeah, and I think
you're welcome.
The public information coming from Santa Cruz County is terrific about social distancing and all the risks with the pandemic. You know, from a state parks perspective, we're taking a very cautious approach at increasing access. And what we've done in doing that is really evaluating all of our parks and having very safe opening procedures on how we can maintain social distancing, whether that be lessening picnic tables in an area to reduce crowding, or creating one-way trail systems, so we don't have the situation that you spoke of, where there's people coming up and down trails. And obviously, we can't do that everywhere, but we have identified you know, lots of places where we can make these adjustments, so people can still have very high-quality outdoor recreational experiences.
Thank you. That's a really good question. Thank you, Lily. I had this experience, you know, where you either have to decide to jump into the poison oak or pass someone within a few inches. So what would you suggest? Like, is the person coming down the hill responsible to get off, or just the nicest person gets out of the way? I mean, how does that work? Is there a rule? I mean, because we don't know these things.
I'm not sure. I think my first suggestion would really be that if you're going to be outdoors recreating, to wear a mask.
Yeah,
I think that's the underlying theme, and if we can really promote that, and we do at our state park, especially entrance stations. That information is getting out to the public coming through entrance stations. If you can please wear your mask. So that's number one. And then I think, you know, I think there's a lot of common courtesy. As far as coming up or down the trail, I think it's just, treating people fairly, and just maybe trying to communicate from afar so you don't land in a situation where social distancing is compromised, or just stepping off the side of the trail and just taking the initiative.
That's pretty much what we're doing, and trying to set a good example so that maybe next time the people that just barreled past us will be the ones to get off the trail when they see someone coming first. Yeah. So that it's not, you know, the elderly people have to step into the poison oak, not the kids. That's not fair. So yeah, it's really interesting. We are not used to this. There's a whole new social contract we have to navigate that is uncomfortable. And it's not like you don't want to make eye contact and smile at everyone, but there's a lot of people turning their heads away like we're all pariahs. So we need to work on this. But thank you for, Gabe, for all of your thoughts on this. It's really helpful. And thanks for being here with us on Talk of the Bay. I hope you'll come back again next time there's some news, and I appreciate it very much.
Well, thank you very much for your time.
You too. Thanks so much. Have a good evening.